Welcome to Destinations from Podwheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Thanks for connecting with us for our series of episodes that will take us to Louisville and the Mid-America Trucking Show. We'll be revisiting the coverage and interviews shared by the Dave Nemo Show while the Radio Nemo team was in Louisville, March 21st through March 23rd. The Dave Nemo Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 11 Eastern Time on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. Now let's hand it off to the Radio Nemo team featuring Dave Nemo, Lindsay Lawler, and Jimmy Mack.
Here we are over in Louisville, Kentucky. We've been waiting to get here for a long time. Destination Mats 2024 here on the Dave Nemo Show on SiriusXM 146 Road Dog Trucking. That means you're listening to Jimmy Mack, who you usually listen to on a Thursday or a Friday. But what do you say we hand this all over to a man who needs no introduction?
Oh, you're talking about me?
Well, I said you need no introduction.
Well, you're looking right at me. I'm the only one in the room, so.
Well, I said you need no introduction. Who are you, by the way?
I have no idea.
Introduce yourself. Dave Nemo, of course, is joining us on the show that bears his name on this Thursday. Welcome to Mats, guys, 2024. We're over here in Louisville, Kentucky. We're actually at the Radio Nemo Airbnb, our studio away from the studio. Michael Burns is here. Mary Kay Burns is here. Donna, here's a who, is across the table from us. And Tara, of course, is on the controls, making it happen here. Here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's TG.
The house that we're in here, we're right off Broadway.
East Broadway.
We're East Broadway here in Louisville. This house was built in 1885.
Let that land for a second. The house across the street actually is so old it has the words Oklahoma.
Not many people know that the Oklahoma Territory ran east of the Mississippi River.
For a long time.
For quite some time. Got the bridge built.
And then everything kind of worked out just fine. Speaking of bridges built, we crossed a lot of bridges on the road here, didn't we? It was a nice drive. We flew up from New Orleans. We got up early yesterday morning. Crack of doom. Got driven to the airport, Louis Armstrong Airport. Caught an airplane where we met our good friend Tara over in Nashville. And then made the three-hour drive, which was actually as easy as it can possibly be. A lot of great truck drivers out there doing their thing. Didn't have any problems. Didn't have any issues. I don't know what it is. There are two times I really like to drive. The time frame that we were in, that sort of 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning to about 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the afternoon. And then, of course, the late night drive, which is always an easy one to make, unless, of course, it's raining. But yesterday's weather was absolutely spectacular. And the weather here this week for Matt, at least as of today, is pretty darn groovy, is it not? I mean, I'm just kind of... 32 degrees outside. It was cold, but it is sunlit, and it is beautiful, and weather's warming up here in an awful hurry. Here we are at Matt's again. How many Matt's is this for you, Dave?
Ooh, boy, oh boy. I started coming to Matt's. Charlie Douglas left the road gang in 84. I started coming to Matt's in 1985.
So we have to do the math on that now.
And you never know what the weather's going to be like. Michael Burns and I were talking about that. The first time I ever came to Matt's, when we landed in Louisville, the plane was sliding sideways down the runway. The next year it'll be warm. The next year it'll be freezing. Rain, of course. I remember one year before they opened up the Cardinals Stadium, and now it's down the street. I think it's 1032 Phillips Road. Before they opened up that parking, the only parking was here on the fairground property. All these trucks were parked on this grassy lot, which is now the amusement park.
Right.
And it rained so much that a huge flock of ducks just took up residency. It was pretty funny.
I used to come here in the 90s, come to Louisville at the exact same time Matt's happened. There are a couple of conferences that actually happen around this conference. Louisville, of course, is a great entertainment city. Thunder over Louisville, the Kentucky Derby. There are a lot of events. They have a great cultural life in the center of the city. Every year I would come here, and you hit the nail on the head. There were years I would come here for that event where it was just spectacular blue skies and 58 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
There was one year, and I've told you the story. I have been on a plane that's been struck by lightning. It was on the way to Louisville. I left New Orleans.
What was it like to be on that plane, though?
There was an old African-American minister who was on the plane with us, and the weather was already treacherous by the time we got struck. It was a half-full flight. We left New Orleans in 73, 74-degree weather. It was 19 degrees in Louisville, and there was a cold front moving down from the north that had actually already passed through Louisville. We had to pass through that cold front to get there. Now, you're talking about Arctic winds literally hitting the warm occlusion of the Gulf Coast. So that storm system was unbelievable, and I remember there was a flicker of light and a rumble. It wasn't terrifying in the sense that it didn't shake the plane. It felt like turbulence. There was a little flicker of light. And then the pilot comes on and basically did the, ladies and gentlemen, in case you weren't aware of the fact of what just happened, yes, we were in fact struck by lightning. He then paused, and there was a kind of a little bit of a low breath gasp. And he said, that being said, I hope you realize that planes were designed to do exactly what just happened now. He said, if you look to your right, you will see God's version of a light show. And what was happening was the lightning was moving slowly away from us. But it was hitting the top of the cloud. So you could see the electricity kind of rolling across the crowds. Yeah. But about three rows behind me was an African-American minister who was going to Louisville for whatever reason. He was holding his Bible and praying. And I thought to myself, well, if I have to go, I got somebody who can put in a good word for me.
Good company.
Good company, yeah. It was really interesting. And like I said, I didn't even realize what had happened at the time.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I've never been in a plane that has been struck by lightning. I would have expected a little bit more of a bang.
No, it was really interesting how it happened because we were getting so many bangs to our left as it was making its way towards us that when it actually happened, it seemed like kind of a non-event. I mean, it was getting louder and louder and louder, and then when the actual event happened, and maybe there was a bang, but it all just happened so quickly. And then we moved on, moved out of the front, and I remember coming out of those clouds. I do remember that feeling of whiplash you often get when you leave one place and it's like 72, 73 degrees, and you step off a plane into 19-degree weather with a wind chill factor of about 2. It was that kind of thing. So, yeah, every year, basically, it's like the greatest roll of the dice. You're coming to Louisville in the spring, or you're coming to Louisville that is still holding on to dear life for winter. And that's just kind of the way it is. Today's going to be a beautiful day, though, and I think a lot of our friends in the lots are going to have a great time, and I'm really excited about that. Are you excited about anything in particular other than the guy we're going to talk to?
I'm focused on him and him only at this moment.
We got a phone call coming in, possibly. A good friend of ours, Brad Bentley, by the way, is here. We always love kind of hearing from Brad. Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing great. It's been a while since I've seen you. What, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. You got in here Monday, correct?
I did. Had to do booth setup because we have heavy equipment involved with that and getting a lot of things early for the show this year. So, yeah, I've been here for a couple days already.
So we would have had you on regardless, but one of the things that we had talked about was having a really terrific guest here come along with you because it's something that you're very, very excited about. I want you to kind of set this up because we're actually going to be able to reach him, but I want to tell people why he is not in the room with us. So tell us who would have been in the room with you and tell us why he is not here.
So Adam Molnar, who is the CEO of a company called Neurable, we met at a Department of Defense Innovation Summit called Fed Supernova, and they have developed some technology that they now have a DoD contract for that monitors brain activity, alertness levels, and can predict drowsiness. So we thought there may be a practical application for the trucking industry, and I encouraged him to come in and check out the biggest event in trucking, Mid-America Trucking Show. So was supposed to be in last night, got stranded. He's at the Detroit airport right now trying to get in, or otherwise he'd be sitting here with us right now.
Every year, Dave and I fly into Nashville. You do the same thing, actually.
I did. I drove up from Nashville.
We fly into Nashville, and we drive in. And the biggest reason we do that is for exactly what's happening to poor Adam right now, because there were other options that could have gotten us to Louisville. The problem is, in Dave's case, the reroute was to Denver. He had to go to a Denver hub.
What could go wrong?
I mean, it's like there's no problems there. I mean, last week I was doing a report about Denver Jeffco, where the temperature was 19 degrees with a southwest wind, which had probably shifted in the last half hour, 25 on the steady, like 57 on the gust. So what could go wrong? I mean, what could go wrong flying to Denver? Was he coming from Detroit, or did he actually, was his connection flight in Detroit? Do you know?
He was in Birmingham, Alabama at another event. I talked to him yesterday. I had a dinner I had to go to last night, and everything was tracking. He gets there, gets stranded. The perils of going through anywhere in the north during the wintertime and the chance of a flight being delayed.
Well, and that's the thing, too, because Birmingham falls in that absolutely unsweet spot where it's just long enough of a drive where you're like, never mind, I'll fly. I'll take the inconvenience out of my life and I'll fly. Do we have Adam on now? Do we got him?
Yes, we do.
Hey, Adam, how are you, man?
Good morning.
It's a morning.
It sounds like he's in mourning.
I've got my MW75 Neuro headphones on, and I just knew you were going to show up.
Oh, my God.
I had this intuition.
Adam, since you're here, and by the way, I hope Detroit is treating you just fine. I hope that the Motor City is at least kind of giving you a little bit of space to breathe. I'm just curious. You want to set up this amazing technology you guys have developed. Just give us a little bit of an introduction here and let us know what you guys are all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And Detroit's like a second home. When we think about what we're doing, it's not so different than what Bluetooth is for devices, for what we're doing for the brain. We're connecting the brain to devices. That's what this first product is doing. MW75 Neuro, these super sleek, amazing looking headphones, but that's just one of the first products that's being powered by what we're doing. So we're ushering in this age of this new information that we've never really had before.
Brad talked about this, too, and this is something really interesting. And by the way, in case you guys don't know, although he's a regular appearing guest here, Brad Bentley, of course, is president of Fastport. Glad to have him, as always. Adam, of course, is the co-founder and vice president of Neurable. Brad, you told me that everybody likes to have a legacy in whatever they do. And one of the things that Brad was so kind of fascinated by with this product is that the life-saving possibilities here, ways that people don't even think about, are kind of endless. And the idea that, what is it, a lack of sleep has become in some ways the new smoking. And that's a really big thing that we talk about on this show all the time for obvious reasons. But can you kind of talk about it, Adam, a little bit, the idea that when you first kind of began this project, where you thought the applications would be? Do they still apply to those areas? And what have you learned since kind of launching this where you see the application possibilities opening up?
Yeah, let me blow your minds first. I got wrapped into all of this with my co-founder, this crazy neuroscientist. He literally had this demo where you could control a remote-controlled car with your mind. Up, down, left, right. It was simple at first, but what it meant for the future was absurd. And when we talk about safety, we had this study where we were able to actually see 30 minutes before someone fell asleep at the wheel. And the gold standard for that eye tracking is about 5 seconds. So this is just a taste of what's coming.
Wow. If Homer Hogg was here, he would call that predictive maintenance.
Absolutely.
One of the things, too, though, and I'd like to get this out here all right away. When you start talking about electronics and gear and technology and the brain, everybody goes right to the thing, well, I'm not plugging my brain into nothing. You're not getting stuff out of my brain. This is not what you guys are doing. And I love the example or the comparison that you give. A lot of us have the Fitbit-type watches or something like that that record your heart rate. Like if you're working out or something, you want to get to a target heart rate. So it's recording your heart rate. It is not influencing your heart rate. It's not changing your heart rate. It's not saying, your heart rate's a little too fast. I'm going to slow that down. It doesn't have the ability to do that. The Neurable MW75 Neuro headphones, earbuds, they sense what the brain is putting out, but they don't influence the brain in any way. Is that the first question folks are asking you when you lay it out for them?
Usually the first question is, when do I get the force? But a very important second question is along this line that, no, we just understand the brain. In fact, I think that this understanding of the brain allows us to better retain what it means to be, like, advertisements, influencers. There are things trying to take our attention and our cognitive energy all the time. Being able to see what is doing that and how is one of the first steps to giving you back that power.
So basically what we're talking about here is a way to monitor yourself, not being mindful. I mean, this almost becomes kind of an absolute device for being more mindful about what's going on in the world, because you can take a look at how your brain is reacting to certain things and certain stimulus around you and say, oh, that's how they get me. Oh, that's how they rope me in. That's what happens. Along with being able to read when your brain is more active than not, when it's more focused than not, what you can really do here is you can get a sense of how you get distracted too, because in many ways, not only is this an application for the possibility of not falling asleep behind the wheel, it's also a way to kind of monitor and track the data in regards to your distractions. Is that fair?
I think that's extremely well put. And if you need a new opportunity, I got a spot for you on the team.
It happens all the time, man. I got to tell you, I like this gig because all they do is pay me to shoot my mouth off. So I'm going to stick with this one for the time being. But I appreciate you. Let me ask you this, too, to kind of land my own version of the plane here. Do you see other possibilities moving forward? Like I said, there's a lot of stuff that you guys have already covered. You kind of open up with the possibilities of where we are. And you've discovered some new stuff, too. Are there places that you dream of taking this technology? Because, like I said, it almost feels like kind of a bulwark against invasion of the brain. It's almost like a shield to stop your brain from being invaded by exhaustion, stop it being invaded by unwanted stimuli and distractions. Where else do you see the product going?
Crazy part is that I see it going everywhere. Like, where do you see software? Software changes. But to give something more practical, I want to bring it back to one of the first things you said, that the lack of sleep is like the new cigarette. Something that we don't really understand is how these devices and technology are affecting us. We fundamentally have the ability to start to look at, what are these stimuli doing to us? What is healthy stimuli? What is the equivalent of a tech calorie that we're supposed to digest? Is there empty calories or healthy calories? There's good stimuli, there's bad stimuli, there's too much. So I think that domain, especially when it comes to kids and helping ease the transition of new technology. And I don't know if you all saw the new happiness report that the United States ranked outside of the top 20 for the first time since this recording. I think we have a fundamental role in improving that. Not to mention the ability to detect Alzheimer's, all of these cognitive disorders, years before they ever manifest. So on the military side, it's not so much a dream, it's something that we're trying to work on right now, is to reinvent how we approach traumatic brain injury.
And Brad, by the way, that fits right in your wheelhouse, right? The idea of being able to track, and so much of the transition, we're talking with Brad Bentley, of course, of Fastport, so much of the transition from the military into civilian life also means making sure that people are in a mental place where they can actually join the workforce, not just the skill set, but the emotional set, right?
Absolutely. A big part of what we do is with Transition Trucking Command. We'll be talking about that at the show here. I know Adam has boarded a plane already. He's about to take off to get down here. So one, safe travels to you, Adam. But we're excited about where Neurable is. They've had a lot of momentum since we first met. The event that we talked about earlier, they've won an X-Tech Prime competition, a DoD contract. They won an innovation award at Consumer Electronics, which is a huge deal. And our goal for the show is to be able to make some introductions. There's some headset manufacturers here and some of the OEMs and different people. So excited to be able to show him around, make some introductions in the industry, and hopefully come up with something that, whether it's people transitioning from the military or people that are already out there that have existing equipment through the delivery mechanism, the form factor being those headsets, or even ball caps, which is another way that this thing is headed to next, to be able to your point earlier, hopefully affect safety, predictive maintenance, whatever you want to call it. But it would be great to work on something that would save lives, for sure.
By the way, Adam, how does it feel that you're now living in Tom Clancy country? I mean, come on, a baseball cap where we can read this through a baseball cap? I mean, that just sounds like you're on the team, hitting the field and kind of getting the sense of your mental vitals while you're out there. And it's like, I got to stay focused. I got to stop looking at all this television and all this stuff. Got to kind of move on. When do you get here, Adam, by the way? And by the way, you will get a chance to meet Dave and I. We're going to be here for the whole event. So we'll find some time to actually get a chance to say hello. We were talking about you before you came on. You probably heard it. I'm going to make a recommendation to you. The next time you're in Birmingham or in Nashville and have to go to Louisville, drive. Trust me, drive.
Noted. Yeah, I'm on my way to my gate right now. Hopefully I touch down in the next 2 hours.
By the way, you'll be hanging out with Bentley, of course, and we'll be maybe seeing you tonight, and that'll be a lot of fun as well. Brad, where are you guys going to be over at Matt's? Where can we find you?
So West Wing, the booth number is 65024. Just to kind of give a visual for your listeners, if anybody's coming in for the Mid-America Trucking Show and they park where they would come in the West Wing Pavilion, they've added a second registration desk over there. Our booth will literally be the first thing they see. We've got the Kenworth truck we're awarding to a veteran this year facing that registration table. They will see us the first thing when they walk into the West Wing.
Our good friend Brad Bentley joins us this morning. He is actually in the flesh. Adam Molnar will be in the flesh sooner rather than later, as soon as he's able to escape Motor City. Dave Nemo is here with me. Adam, thank you. Brad, thank you. It's good to see you. And Adam, we will see you soon. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for taking a ride with us on this episode of Destinations from Pod Wheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Our series revisiting the Mid-America Trucking Show from Louisville will feature more than 30 segments with interviews and features from the Dave Nemo Show and Dave Nemo Weekends. We invite you to check back with us on podwheels.com for more episodes of Destinations. We'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Destinations from Podwheels, powered by Radio Nemo. To subscribe to this podcast, just search Destinations from Podwheels wherever you get your podcasts.